Live from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites.
Good evening, Melbourne. David, Jacinta.
Yeah.
Feels like I'm performing in front of my parents. Like really supportive parents. Darling, tell these people your jokes. I will, mummy. As you can tell from my accent, guys, I'm from Queensland. I came to Australia 12, 13 years ago. I've been living here 2 years legally. It's all that matters. Not a crime if they don't catch you, guys. You know, it's an interesting time in history to be part of as an immigrant, right? Every country in the world is blaming their immigrants for whatever screw-up has happened in their country. And in Australia, they chose my people. People are like, Joe, you Indians, you come here, you steal our jobs, and you claim our Centrelink. No holes in that theory. I'm stealing jobs, claiming welfare, got it. And you know what I've been doing with all the Centrelink money, guys? I've been buying all the houses. I've been very busy. Cha-ching, cha-ching for me. And there's a lot of hypocrisy with the racism, guys. Like, if I stood here on stage and started to eat rice and curry with my clean, sanitized hands, people might find that ew, gross, disgusting. But if I stood here on stage, remove my shoe, poured beer in my shoe, and drank out of my filthy, stinking shoes, I might get a standing ovation. And I was like, oh my God, I've been doing it wrong. I meant to pour the curry in the shoe. Got it. A cultural shoey. A chicken sneaker masala. I have a daughter. She's born and brought up here. She's very Australian. She's got a very Aussie, like a dry sense of humor. Anything I cook at home, she just looks at it and she goes, Mom, that's too spicy. And I'm like, bitch, that's pasta. My husband and I, we speak the same language at home. It's a language called Kannada. It's almost 2,000 years old. It's an ancient Indian language. Around 60 million people speak this language, except our daughter. Because like I said, she's a little bitch. Nothing less than English for this little Australian. So every time we speak in our mother tongue, she gets so threatened because she can't understand it. This is what she does, guys. She comes right in between us and she goes, guys, stop squabbling. Speak in English, please. Can you believe that? I said to my husband, why does it feel like two Indian people came together and gave birth to Pauline Hanson or something?
Recorded live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.